Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has given her formal blessing, and so the House Judiciary Committee will get to work drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump. This over charges that he abused the powers of his office in dealing with Ukraine and with what likely lies ahead. The impeachment fun has only just begun.
If the president is impeached by the House, which is likely, the Senate's trial could be one heck of a spectacle. Chris Ciliza, senior political analyst and editor-at-large at CNN. So, Chris, let's start with today, and then we'll go into the future as much as we can. But Nancy Pelosi saying get to work on the articles. What are they talking about those looking like?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is, guys, what you said. It's sort of inevitable, but still worth noting. You know, a few months ago when Nancy Pelosi said, okay, we're going to go through this informal investigation process that began in the Intelligence Committee, is now moving to the Judiciary Committee. Given their majority in the House, it seemed like we were headed in this direction. Well, you know, her announcement on Thursday morning makes clear we are now moving toward, at least in the House, the final stages. So we expect, we don't know, honestly, how many articles of impeachment. It could be obstruction as it relates to Congress. It could be abuse of power of the White House. It could be both. It could be more. It could be broader than just Ukraine. It could have to do also with the obstruction of the Mueller probe. So we don't know exactly how many articles of impeachment. We don't know when exactly we're going to get them. But it is safe to say that sometime in the next 2.5 weeks, we're going to see the House impeach Donald Trump on at least one article of impeachment, unless something significant changes, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Chris, as you know, Pelosi was not in favor of going down the impeachment road unless it was going to be bipartisan. It is clearly not going to be bipartisan. Are there any indications that, at least behind the scenes, despite what she said today, you know, full steam ahead, that she's kind of nervous about this?
Well, I mean, I think she is, and I think to your point, we can gather that because she was not someone who was on the leading edge of calls for impeachment. I always remind people, prior to Nancy Pelosi coming out and supporting a formal inquiry, a majority of the Democratic caucus already supported an impeachment investigation against Donald Trump. So she had held off beyond the majority of her caucus. She was still on the sidelines. And I think the reason for that is the uncertainty. Politicians don't like to do things if they don't know what the outcome will be or what the likely outcome will be. And I think impeachment is one of those situations. I think she felt as though after the Ukraine call with Volodymyr Zelensky and Donald Trump came to light, and after some of the things that they had learned about that, that it was impossible for her in her position and given where her caucus was to not formalize the impeachment investigation, which she knew would lead almost inevitably to what we're going to get in these next few weeks, which is a vote on impeachment. But that doesn't preclude her still being concerned about what all this will mean for the party in 2020.
How do you think yesterday was perceived, having the professors up there talking about the constitutionality of all of this and the liberal professors outweighing the one conservative professor that was there, and just having, you know, law professors or people who are disinterested in this to beginning with just going, okay, this is what we have today? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to, now I couldn't reach millions of people, but I certainly tried to tell anyone I talked to this was not the public impeachment hearings in the Intelligence Committee, right, which were fact witnesses. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman or Kurt Volker or Marie Yovanovitch, who could say, I was on this call or I had this conversation or, you know, the president and I talked about X. This was okay, let's talk about the framers, the founding fathers. What did they think? What did they mean when they said high crimes and misdemeanors? So it was necessarily, I think, going to be a little bit esoteric, and I think that a lot of people just assumed, oh, it's a public hearing. Wow, a lot of fireworks. And there were some, but a lot of that's just the nature of who's on the Judiciary Committee, candidly, that there are always going to be some amount of fireworks. But the idea that this changed any minds, it seems to me, like many things in politics, what you thought going in is almost certainly what you thought leaving yesterday.
Okay, so let's, for the sake of both argument and probably reality, the House goes ahead and impeaches the president. Let's look ahead to a Senate trial. Mm-hmm. Any idea how long of a proceeding we're talking about?
We don't know. There's no prescribed, it has to be one day or it has to be 10 days. You know, it can't be longer than X or shorter than Y. You know, my sense would be that Senate Republicans do not believe it is in their interest to do something really short, in that they don't think they have a losing case here. And remember, this would be the trial portion of, if we're comparing it to legal terms, this would be the trial portion where the defense gets to call witnesses too, so they will be able to bring some of their own people to talk about what they believe to be Democratic wrongdoing or Democratic assumptions here. So I wouldn't anticipate it being a day or two. Now, is it going to be a month? I doubt that, again, because Democrats very much want all of this over with by the end of the year. And you know, I'm staring at my calendar right near now. It's December 5th, yeah. So it's not like we're in the middle of the summer. You know, the end of the year is 26 days away, and I don't think they're going to want to be working on Christmas and the days after. But my guess is circle those days, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. You know, that's that last weekend before Christmas. That may be when we're getting a final Senate vote on removal. And I'll just say, and I think this is probably pretty obvious, but I would just say at the moment, it seems very unlikely the president would be removed. There are 47 Democrats, 53 Republicans. In order to remove the president, you would need 67 senators voting to do so, which would require every Democrat and 20 Republicans to cross the aisle, which again, seems unlikely at the moment, though in Donald Trump's presidency, I don't rule anything in or out. I learned that lesson about 3 years ago.
All right, Chris Elizza, Senior Political Analyst, Editor-at-Large, CNN.